Today in the Bob Spangler studio, we have Susan Traxel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you here today. And I've been seeing it in the news. Susan, I imagine you are getting inquiry after inquiry. Omicron. We definitely need to talk about that today. And also, it would be nice, Susan, for us to just maybe rewind a little bit. You know, we've been at this at a while, and I get the feeling more and more we're going to be at this for a long time. And go back and look at the beginning of the pandemic. Was it generally known that pandemics last a long time? Is this anything, all the mutations and the variations, is this just standard operating procedure for pandemic circumstances?
Yes and no. We do know and have known that viruses mutate. That's been known for decades. We also know that the flu that happened back in 1918, mm-hmm. it actually took over 2 years to go out. I mean, we didn't have the vaccines back then.
Mm.
But it did start actually in the United States and then spread during the war over to Spain. And that's why it was called the Spanish flu. And just, it was 2 years worth of that, maybe a little bit longer. We knew that it would last a while. What we didn't know is what it would look like during that time. How long would it be? Would it be 2 years? Would it be more? We still don't know the answers to that. We didn't know that Omicron would show up. It's only been here, we've only known about it for less than a month.
Yeah.
And it's already spread across the world and is now in every U.S. state. And in some data is showing to be the dominant strain already.
Wow.
So we didn't know what would happen exactly. We can only guess. It's either going to get worse or it's going to get better or it's going to be somewhere in between. That's not the data that humans want to have.
Yeah, of course.
That's the data we've got.
Yeah. Well, when we look back to, say, like the Spanish flu, there was a response. There was a coordinated effort. How do the two compare in your mind when you look back at that and look at what we're doing now?
Well, I'm not a student of the pandemic. What I have learned, though, is that some of the same resistance that is happening now did happen then. It also happened back in the plague. So it's human nature to be concerned and worried about whatever treatments the government or the scientists come out with because it is new.
Yeah.
And it's okay to question that. So those are some similarities there. Mm. We did get some treatments out. We told people some good things that could help prevent the spread. And a lot of people did do that, and some were more concerned about it.
Yeah. Well, let's dive more into Omicron a little bit later in the show. But Susan, take me back to when I opened the door of the Emergency Operations Center and saw you guys working very diligently. And I'm like, what is happening here? Looking back now at that time, I mean, what has surprised you when you started the Joint Information Center? You started your team response. Did you at all think it would be what it's become, or take me back to that time?
Well, at that time, we weren't even sure how it was spread. I can remember starting this up, and we didn't have masks on because we didn't know what was happening. We didn't even know how truly severe it could be. I remember we made a video about how to do alternative handshakes.
That's right.
None of us had masks on. I go back and look at that now.
Right.
Like, that's not helpful, but we didn't have the data or the science. Now we have more data. I think that's the biggest difference, is as it goes on longer, though we dislike it greatly, we are getting more information, and so we're better able to prevent that severe disease and death. That's the really big difference now than in March of 2020.
Do you think it's somewhat human nature to keep thinking we're through this? Some people saying it's going to be with us for the next 10 years. Is there any middle ground in those two concepts for us to think about what the future is like for us?
I remain a hopeful person. I did not expect it to go this long, but I was not at the time well-versed in pandemics. I was coming into this with a fresh set of eyes, and we all learned together. So I keep remaining hopeful. I think that we're going to get through this. We've gotten through so many pandemics in the past. We will get through this. I'm exhausted from having to deal with this. I 100% understand why people are tired of the mask. They are tired of things closing down. I just read the Nutcracker closed down in New York City until after Christmas. You know, that's, it may be just a play, but these are things that people rely on, things that help them feel that connection to the past and something they hand down to their families. Getting together with families they missed last year. Some people are choosing to miss again this year. Others are taking better precautions and still going to see those families. We all need that. I have a hard time going into restaurants still. And I'll wear my mask when I'm not actively eating or drinking. I'm about the only one who does that because it's so annoying. You know, I get it. I 100% get it. But in order for us to get through this current phase, we have to do it while it's in this early outbreak mode so we can at least prevent as many severe cases as we can.
Susan Trexel, she is a public information officer, Lincoln County Health and Human Services. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're going to take our first break and be back in just a moment. Susan Trexel is with us. She's a public information officer, County Health and Human Services, and truly been at communications in regard to coronavirus since the beginning. And Susan, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about the resources that are online when we're in public meetings in different situations. You know, I try to pull up our website. Are you still pretty much the person maintaining our COVID-19 pages?
I am. That's me. We're trying to keep it updated. There's been so much information over the last 2 years that you might find some places that are links are broken. So, you know, we send an email to us to fix it. But the biggest thing to remember is that you can either just Google Lincoln County, Oregon to get to the main website. And then there's a link that says, where can I get a vaccination or testing? And that takes you straight to our COVID page where we've got the most important stuff you need to know at the very top.
Yeah. And I drive constituents when they call the commissioner's office to these pages. We pull them up during public meetings, but it's really a one-stop shop. Any highlights that you want to point out? I mean, it seems to me like you've got a rhythm here. Clinics, boosters, where to get vaccinations. It's full of information.
Yeah, you're going to see a couple pages where you can find vaccination resources. So there's the main one that you'll see. And then we also split out some pediatric vaccines. Since that was newer this last fall, we have a separate page dedicated to just pediatric vaccine locations. The good news, though, is that all of our clinics are now also offering pediatric vaccines. So pretty much any clinic you go to, you're going to be able to find a pediatric vaccine. And that's for those kids that are ages 5 to 11.
I see.
It's a different dosing level. We also try to use smaller needles for those little kids' arms. So those are some information that you can find there. The other big thing I want to point out to the listeners is that on that page, you're also going to find reporting your at-home positive COVID test. So if you are taking those at-home tests, the only way we can help let people know that they might have been in contact or help you with resources while you quarantine or isolate is to report that test to us.
Okay.
So on the website, there's a form. It's super short and easy. It gets to us immediately and gets to our nurses right away to help, you know, mitigate that and see, is it a serious one we got to get to right now? For example, you've been traveling and you have symptoms. We want to help figure out what's been going on. The other way you can do that is by calling our call center. So you don't have to have a computer to get all of these resources.
Okay. So now I took a test last night, and not because I was in a known contact situation, you know, just had a scratchy throat. The test was negative, but I don't need to report that.
You don't need to report that,
okay. Okay. And maybe this is a good point to talk a little bit about the wastewater data and why it's important to report.
Yeah, so we're getting wastewater data every week. It's a project that started with Oregon State University and is now working with Oregon Health Authority. So they send us data every week from Lincoln City, Newport, Siletz, and the Siletz Tribe. All of those organizations are putting in tests at various places in the sewer system. So when those come back, there's a whole bunch of math and science behind it. I personally don't know how it's done, but you can find it on the website. And it comes out with levels. And there are certain levels that indicate that there's a strong presence of COVID-19 within your community. For example, the last data in Siletz show that there was an 8.0. That number correlates to strong presence. It means there's outbreaks happening and some mitigation measures should be taken. If it goes any higher, it's a really serious outbreak. We have not hit that level yet in this county. In fact, all of our tests that have come back that we've asked to have sequenced are Delta right now. So we don't have confirmation that Omicron has hit our county yet, but we know it will. And these wastewater samples will tell us when it's really here. Mm. So because they're higher and we're not getting very many positive cases reported, we suspect that either people are doing their at-home tests and they know they're positive and taking all of their precautions. Mm. They just haven't let public health know so we can help them with the disease. Or people are just getting, you know, like little sniffles and they don't equate that to COVID-19 because they've been fully vaccinated or even now they've been boosted. And we're finding in the data that even though you've been vaccinated and boosted, this Omicron variant can still sneak through in some cases.
Mm. So the request would be, please report your information.
Right. So please test if you have any symptoms that are related to COVID-19, and they mimic the cold sometimes.
Yeah.
And that testing can be done at a couple of testing sites in the county. So you don't have to go pay for an at-home test. You can go to Samaritan's testing clinics in Lincoln City and Newport, and they're open every Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can find them on the county's website. Great resource. Just look on the homepage in the What's New section. You can also use the search tool, COVID-19, and it'll take you to the information. Susan Trexel's with us. We're going to take our last break. Hang in there. We'll talk about Omicron when we get back. And we are back on Lincoln County Connection. Susan Trexel is with us, Health and Human Services Public Information Officer. And with the time left, we want to tell you what you need to know about Omicron. And Susan, I read the article in the Oregonian front page article, many experts chiming in on Omicron and, you know, how to behave over the holidays. And I noticed one of the things a researcher said was, in about a week, we'll have more hospital data to help us understand the situation a little bit better. And I thought that was kind of fascinating. Do you have any sense what that'll tell us?
Yeah, you know, what it's going to tell us is how severe is this disease getting? One thing I want to point out, though, in Lincoln County, I don't want people to be unnecessarily worried about this. Lincoln County is actually leading the state of Oregon in number of vaccinations or percentage of people vaccinated of all age groups. We're at 77% of our population vaccinated. That is excellent. We're also leading the state in the percentage of people boosted. We're at 33% of all people and 37% of adults. So we lead in both categories.
Wow.
We've done an excellent job. This community has done the steps they need to prepare for a situation just like this. So with those vaccinations, it will blunt the effect of the variant. Without the vaccination, it will not. You're almost likely, 100% likely going to get this variant if you come in contact with anyone. It is that transmissible. So the concern is, and why they're looking at hospital data, is to see how severe is this going to get among the unvaccinated, and how severe is it going to get among those who are just fully vaccinated, meaning that initial two dose or one dose series, or are there people who have boosters even coming in? We don't think that the people with boosters are going to be very effective. And we think that even if you have the full vaccination, it's going to blunt it. But we don't know for sure. So just yesterday, Dr. Seilinger from OHA said they're looking at 1 to 2 weeks out from what's happening in Europe being what we might see here on the West Coast. So we're really looking at what's happening in Denmark, what's happening in the UK. They have a different immunization profile than South Africa. South Africa was highly vaccinated and they were very young. So that's not what we have here. We have a different age population here. If I could have anyone do one thing, it would be to get your booster, especially if you're high risk or over the age of 65.
The transmissibility, is there a component of the booster that also blunts transmission, or is it more just that it protects us if we do get the variant?
It does both. Okay. So it increases your antibodies, but if that fails, you've already got T cells in your body. That's going to also help block the effect of the vaccine a little bit. So it's not that if you have your booster, you're 100% not going to get it. You may, and you may transmit it, but it's so much less likely.
We understand more and more how things move, and when we look at other countries, we get a better predictive model. Is that what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening, and it's been like that throughout the pandemic. We've always looked at what's happening in Europe because they tend to get this sooner, just how it's traveling somehow. So we looked at it with the Delta wave and prepared for that Delta wave. The Oregon Health Authority is saying that we have the next 2 weeks to take those actions to really make an effect and blunt the effect of the next surge that will happen in February.
So your confidence is high. When we get these recommendations, we're pretty articulate. We're pretty sharp about knowing how things are going to go.
Yeah, you know, we may not have the people studying it here in this county, but there are people in the state, people in this country, people around the world. That's all they do, is they study this virus, what's behind it, the population, how it's moving. And they do that for their job. They are experts.
Yeah.
They've been right. People may think that they've been wrong about things. They just didn't have the data. With the data, they've been right about what's happening. So we're very confident that the surge is coming. It will be here. We just want to stop the severe disease that may go along with it.
Take us out then. Got a minute left here as we head into this holiday weekend. What are some of those best practices?
Best practices are, make sure you know where you're going. Are people vaccinated? If they're not, or if you're not, and you still want to go, that's a risk that you can choose to take. Wear a quality mask. Okay. That means not a cloth mask, not a bandana. They're even recommending now these surgical masks or these KN95s are the best ones to wear. Outside of that, try to get a vaccination.
Well, thank you, Susan, so much. Susan Trexel, she is Public Information Officer at Lincoln County Health and Human Services. Thank you so much, Susan, for the overtime, for the relentless effort you make to keep us apprised of all the important data and information we need to keep in our website updated. I just appreciate you so much, and I want you to be resilient.
Thanks, you too.
Because we're going to keep at this. So thanks for joining us today. Check out Lincoln County's website. We'll see you same time, same place next week on Connections.